Heavier workloads, delayed breaks, and shortage of personal protective equipment. Just some of the concerns detailed by Starbucks employees who have now expanded their union push to nearly 20 states. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Max Zahn, who's been speaking to some of these baristas about that push. Max, what are they telling you about their concerns?
Yeah, Kiko, you know, it's hard to overstate just how unlikely this wave of unionization is at Starbucks. You know, the share of workers who belong to a union in the private sector, it stands just 6.1% of workers. In food service, that drops to 3.1% of workers. Couple that with the fact that the company gave a raise to workers in October before these union drives began. So it begs the question, why are we seeing this wave of unionization? Now, people will say it's because of the labor shortage, you know, that's happened across the economy, especially in food service, because these jobs risk exposure to COVID-19. That gives workers leverage. They can demand raises, they can quit, or, you know, they can demand a union at their workplaces. Now, I spoke to four Starbucks employees involved in union drives in stores in different states across the country, and they mentioned this labor shortage, but in a very different way. You know, they said, because we're understaffed, it just makes our jobs a lot more stressful and a lot less enjoyable. We have to delay breaks. We have to do multiple jobs at once. And we have the same number of customers and peak periods where they demand work that we just can't follow through on. I spoke to one barista, Nikki Taylor, in Memphis, Tennessee. She said, we used to have 8 or 9 employees to handle these peak periods, you know, in the mid-morning, in the late afternoon. Now we only have 4 or 5. But customers have over years built expectations that these drinks will be served in a certain amount of time. And as one other employee said, they'll be served with a smile on our faces. And so they want unions so they can have more say in how their workplaces are run. Now, what's interesting about this is that Starbucks has acknowledged this problem. On an earnings call this week, they said, you know, it's no secret. We have issues with worker shortages and staffing problems. I spoke with a spokesperson from Starbucks who said, you know, we do have policies in place to deal with this. We give employees at stores the option to suspend mobile orders or suspend in-store orders as a way to relieve some of that pressure. And overall on the union campaign, you know, Starbucks has been very upfront. They've opposed the union drives. They say we can negotiate with our workers ourselves. We don't need a third party to resolve these differences. But the spokesperson did acknowledge that the company has, you know, potentially had issues during the pandemic with that communication with workers, because things like staff meetings are more difficult when they can become super spreader events. So it's unclear what the company can do to address this problem. Wage inflation came up as an issue during the earnings report they had. It's unlikely to see a big wage increase of the type we saw late last year. So they might just wait for those cases to subside, Omicron subside, and hopefully these disruptions go away. And I think, frankly, hopefully the company, you know, thinks maybe these union drives will go away along with it.
Max, in many ways, the challenges you're talking about within Starbucks, something that so many companies have faced. And that's why we've seen this union push, a wave, if you will, across sectors. Amazon looking at 2 new votes here, one in Staten Island, and then another one, a repeat of what played out over in Bessemer. How likely are those votes to go through?
Absolutely. And we just saw a third, you know, warehouse on, a second on Staten Island, a third overall file for a petition yesterday. So we could see if that gets validated, a third vote at an Amazon warehouse, which would be historic. Now, the problem and the challenge for these union drives, and something that I've spoken to experts about, is, you know, let's focus in, for instance, on the case of Staten Island, this latest one that we've seen an election scheduled likely for later this year. You know, they filed with the threshold of right around 30% of worker support. That's what you need to trigger an election at your workplace. But of course, to win a union, you have to cross that 50% threshold. Now, Amazon is an especially difficult place to organize. These are big warehouses. That Bessemer warehouse you mentioned has 6,000 employees. And couple that with the high turnover you see at Amazon and their ability to hold meetings and dissuade workers from supporting a union. So experts say you should expect around 15% or so attrition from that number that you file with when you start the election process. So on Staten Island, they filed with right around 30%. It's very difficult to overcome that attrition and get to that 50% number. In the case of Bessemer, you know, they faced an overwhelming defeat in that vote. Now they're going to get a revote, and there was, you know, reason to believe that illegal interference by Amazon affected that result. But again, to overcome the attrition in turnover since that initial vote and the expected anti-union campaign from Amazon is a very heavy lift.
An enormous lift for sure, but you can't discount the fact that there feels like there's something going on in this labor market, especially with the amount of job openings out there. But Yahoo Finance's Max Ahn, thanks so much for breaking all that down for us.